From the KBI newsroom in Columbia, I'm Christopher Husted. A massive winter flood on the Mississippi River caused more than $1 billion in damage. Flooding cracked open a levee near the Missouri-Illinois border and left thousands of acres of farmland damaged. With planting and flood season around the corner, Harvest Public Media sent Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson to speak with the farmers in limbo.
I'll show you around a couple spots.
Alexander County farmer Adam Thomas drives me through his fields along rough and muddy gravel roads. Lodged in the middle of what was once a rich and pristine soybean field, Thomas points to an upended mess of tubes, wheels, and hoses.
Here's the barn. To the right, see the wheels sticking in the air? That's part of the guy's irrigation rig. And right over here is the other part of it. It separated and came across and landed in my field.
These days, his farmland in Miller City, Illinois, looks like a scene straight out of Lawrence of Arabia. Sand. Layer upon layer of sand, as much as 4 feet deep, covers nearly 100 acres. Large sand deposits, fallen trees, and fragments of a damaged road are wreaking havoc on his once fertile farm ground.
On the day of the levee break, that brought the sand in.
Thomas is talking about the Linsmall levee breach. Back in January, excessive rainfall in the Mississippi River caused a rare winter flood. Flood water shattered records, plunging nearly 43,000 acres of land underwater and causing a mile-long hole in the Alexander County levee, according to the Natural Resource Conservation Service. And months later, the levee still has a gaping hole.
As long as there's a hole in that levee, it can put the sand right back where it was. There's no point in fixing the roads. There's no point in digging the ditches. There's no point in cleaning anything up. Because if you do all that, come April, it could just put it all right back on it. It could fill all the ditches back up and just continually damage.
Fields today essentially open right onto the river. Robert Holmes is the National Flood Coordinator for the U.S. Geological Survey.
If it has a direct connection from the river through the levee opening, it's going to pump a tremendous amount of sand out of the main channel right out onto those farm fields.
Rivers are unpredictable, and despite efforts to manage them, they can't always be contained.
And of course, with the farmers, the Midwestern floodplain soil is, you know, some of the richest in the world.
That's Christine Klein, a law professor at the University of Florida.
Exactly, because it has flooded periodically for millennia.
But when farmers plant in the fertile floodplain, they're left at the mercy of both the river and the engineers that try to control it. Klein says throughout the 20th century, huge levee systems, government disaster relief programs, and subsidized federal flood insurance may have been created with good intent.
But the net result of those three things is that people are lured into harm's way. And they see just what you see, and they say, well, there's a levee there. Someone who's hopefully omniscient is telling us it's safe to be here.
Levee breaks leave farmers part of a familiar debate about farmland in the floodplain and who's responsible for its protection. Farmers in the past have sued the government in an effort to force changes in flood management plans. In Alexander County, though, there are no immediate plans to fix the infrastructure. That leaves farmers playing a game of Russian roulette. To plant or not to plant?
The farmers can't fix it back. If the farmers could fix it back, we'd be fixing it back right now. But we just can't do it alone this time, and we need some help.
As of now, all farmers can do is wait. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson.